Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
As the NFL Combine winds down, the Bills' new personnel department finishes up its first Combine together, with Doug Whaley as general manager, Jim Monas as player personnel director, Kelvin Fisher, director of college scouting. It's a new brain trust for the Bills, but the connections run deep among the three. Monas and Doug Whaley were frequent companions on the scouting circuit when they were both area scouts.
For Doug Whaley and myself, we've known each other for a long time, so it's kind of, we've had these conversations about football in the past, but now we're actually doing it together, and it's been great.
Doug Whaley and Kelvin Fisher worked together for 9 years as scouts for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We kind of see the guys the same way, and we know what we want for our team. We know what type of players we want for our team. So we've been together for a while prior to Buffalo. So, yeah, it's a lot easier having a feel for what he wants and what I want.
And I've worked with him so long at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's why I was very happy to be able to get him and bring him on board to handle our college system, because he knows how I like to implement things and how I want it. And Jim Monas, we've been on the road as road warriors together for a long time, and I felt he was ready to make that step from just a college scout to be able to handle not only the college side but the pro side and be my right-hand man and get involved into the administrative side of the personnel department.
Doug was always prepared, even before he went up to the Bills. You know, he needed the opportunity to go and perform. And we actually tried to keep him, but he wanted that opportunity to be the guy. And I'm very sure that Doug will handle the job. And Kelvin was in the same kind of boat. We wanted to keep Fish, but you know, it was his opportunity to be a college coordinator, a college director.
The Bills' new personnel group conforms with a league-wide trend towards younger football decision-makers. Jim Monas is 38 years old. Kelvin Fisher is 44, and general manager Doug Whaley is 41.
I would just say it's somebody that can evaluate and put together an organization that can win and constantly compete. Is it a young man's game? It's trending that way. And the NFL is a copycat league, but the ultimate is that we're performance and result-based business. And if we don't get results, be it young, old, or whatever, you're not going to be around long.
The one thing that I feel that all three of us, we all see the vision of where we want to go the same way. And we came in and we all have the same philosophy.
Besides looking at players at the Combine, the Bills are looking at special scouting tablets provided by the league. Using up-to-date technology, they have all the vital statistics they need on the draft prospects at the touch of a finger.
The new tablet that they gave each team one, and it's basically real-time, kind of you would say statistics almost. Like as soon as a group gets done running a 40, in about 10 minutes, we'll get all that information on our tablet. So instead of having to wait a day to see what the times were from the NFL, we'll have that instantly to compare with what our scouts are timing.
You can sit up and watch a workout and know what the size of guys are without looking through a sheet of paper, or you know, just punt, hit the pad and then name pops up, height, weight pops up, what he did on the bench press, you know, and moments after they run the 40, what he run on the 40, you know. So I mean, when you're watching a workout, a kid work out from the 40 time to the end of the workout, you're constantly getting data.
Updated data for a fresh set of eyes in the Bills football department. A fresh perspective when it comes to making critical personnel decisions.
Sometimes you need to be able to step back, take a breath, and have somebody from the outside come in and say, hey, let's tweak this or let's do this better, because you get so much tunnel vision when you've been around and done something for so long. And that's the hardest thing, is not to get comfortable and always be reaching and excelling to try to get better.
From Indianapolis, I'm John Murphy for BuffaloBills.com Combine coverage presented by NAPA.